I'm reading a book called Thanks for the Feedback. And so learning how to receive feedback. And I, as I'm thinking about how people deal with trauma and grief, I realize that oftentimes one of the ways we re-traumatize people is with the feedback that we give.
Oh, yeah.
And the ways in which we receive feedback. And mm-hmm. so I may give you feedback and not know your story.
Yes.
And the feedback I give you then re-traumatizes you. And now we're in this relational struggle because I stepped on a landmine I didn't know was there.
Mm.
And so the importance of doing your work and being willing to have conversations with a therapist to start, some safe person, a therapist, a pastor, your partner, but someone who is safe that you can tell your story to, that can know where you've been and what's happened. And if you can, I feel like if we do some of that work, then when we encounter someone giving us feedback, we're better able to receive it because it doesn't trigger those old wounds
as
much.
We're either able to extract the landmines or we're able to diffuse the landmines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I just had a client this week come back because I had shared something in session and I told a story. Instead of just being direct with her about what I was observing. And what I love about what she shared is that she came back to me and told me how my feedback had left her with some negative feelings.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was so brave, right? Because, and I told her, I said, you know, communication lies in the one that's communicating. I take full responsibility. And if I said something and didn't communicate in a way that felt safe or good, I want to redo, right? Yeah. And so I appreciate what you're saying, Jackie, about feedback. And
I love the way you received that feedback. It was such a great way of modeling for her and making it okay.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're in what she might consider an authority position, and yet she could come back to you. There's been so much safety created there that she could come back and say, hey, that hurt.
Yeah.
That's so, so good. Because it just reminds me that our response to pain, our response to rupture, our response to grief is to naturally go invulnerable, right?
Mm-hmm.
To push away and to close off and defend and shut down. But our need, the irony is our need in our healing process is the need to become vulnerable, is to open up. And so we're in this tension here. But to your point, Jackie, we need a safe place to do that. To be vulnerable to the right things, to be vulnerable to the safe and the healing and the good things that allows to unearth the landmines and start the process of extracting them so that you can be more healthy in the world, or at least, like I say, diffuse them.
They can be diffused.
Yeah.